the right thing. But a mother,
good to have you back here in the conversation. I decided to go right to the most important place we could go, and that is Hillsdale College, to get somebody here to go over the Supreme Court rulings. One good for America, one devastating for America, in my estimation. But that's not really what the Supreme Court is there for. They're there to call balls and strikes generally. I don't know how much they do that anymore. But Paul Marino is the Dean of Social Sciences, Professor of History, Hillsdale College. Professor, good to have you.
No, thanks for having me on the show.
So tell me about these rulings from the Supreme Court on the mandates, because I look at the big bonus to businesses. Of course, this monkey is off their back, but right there across town from Hillsdale College is Hillsdale Hospital, a place that could be forced into bankruptcy because of the health care mandates. I know, because the president of the hospital told me that's what would happen if this mandate went through. What are your thoughts?
Well, in fact, we faced the same situation in the spring of 2020, when the ability of Hillsdale Hospital to provide, you know, basic services because they were overwhelmed by the COVID stuff was a real threat. So yeah, we're seeing it again.
Well, the point is they had the staff was short about 10% of the normal amount of people it would take to run the place. The vaccination rate as of about 3 months ago was 43% at the hospital. Those folks aren't going to go running in for the jab. They're just going to quit and do something else. Hospital can't run with half a staff, and it can't run if it loses its reimbursement payments from the government. It's a no-win. And then what happens to the city of Hillsdale if that hospital with 500 employees goes away? What about the economic impact of that? What about the social impact of that? The list just goes on, doesn't it?
That's right, and it's been devastating for small businesses, you know, across the whole country. And, you know, frankly, I think that's just fine with the, you know, the chief policymakers in America. You know, they want to centralize everything. They want, you know, everything to be run by, you know, big centralized, federally supervised corporations.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So what can we do? I mean, the Supreme Court, I mean, that's the end of the line for health care. I mean, there's not much to do, is there?
Well, you know, and hopefully some common sense will enter into the actual implementation of this. For these are institutions that receive, you know, federal subsidies. You know, that's what Hillsdale College is all about. Our refusal to take federal subsidies allows us to survive and thrive. The good news was in the other decision about not letting OSHA impose this upon private employers. And that was a 6-3 decision, so that was at least, you know, some solace.
And I agree with that, and it's helpful for a lot of companies. But again, when these hospitals, like in your town, the hospital is one of the major employers there. Yep. They have a lot more than 100 employees, right? So I mean, that could be devastating for the community on all sorts of levels. But there's not anything that can be done at this point. The Supreme Court has spoken, right? I mean, that's where it is.
Well, actually, we had some successful resistance. A small business owner, a restaurant owner up in another small town, Jonesville. So if people are willing to, you know, fight, you know, usually something to say, if you push back, you know, against bullies, you know, they often back down. So there's always some hope as long as people are willing to take some chances.
Well, I guess the concern is that it's going to mean the sales job on the vaccine has been, it'll make America safer. It'll be safer for you and your neighbors. But if Hillsdale Hospital were to go out of business, for example, and you're in a car wreck, and what would have been a 5 or 10 minute ambulance ride is no longer available, and you have to go to the next nearest hospital, I don't know where that would be.
No,
Coldwater?
Coldwater, about 20 miles from here, yep.
Unless that hospital doesn't make it, right?
Yeah.
And then the next part, the point being is trauma patients, heart attack victims, other people facing critical care needs, you stretch it from 10 minutes to 20 minutes to 40 minutes to whatever, people die, period.
Yeah, and again, people were saying this a year ago, that people's ability to get, you know, cancer screenings and things like this, that the health effects of all this emphasis on COVID are probably negative overall.
And what do you mean by that? Explain.
Well, the lockdowns and the isolation driving people into, you know, depression and addiction and unemployment, that there's all kinds of negative health consequences of this emphasis upon no COVID.
So let me ask you this: as a history professor, Professor Paul Marino here, Dean of Social Sciences, Professor of History, Hillsdale College, how is history going to? I mean, I'm starting to get a pretty good indication of where Brett Kavanaugh is going, and Brett Kavanaugh's swerving hard left. How's history going to treat him, or John Roberts, for that matter?
Yes, unfortunately, it'd be just one of any number of cases of Republican appointees who grow to the left. Thomas Sowell called it the greenhouse effect. These people want to have Linda Greenhouse of the New York Times say good things about them, and so they get absorbed into the Washington bubble, the sort of subculture. There's been virtually no cases of it going the other way, of Democrat appointed justices who become surprisingly conservative.
Why is that?
Again, Sowell's explanation is because of their desire to sort of fit into Washington society. It's a social thing. And also, this is less the case now that we have the Federal Society and the law schools have some, more a promotion of conservative ideas. But in the previous generation,
they blew it in this case.
But in the previous generation, there was really nothing. There was no alternative sort of progressive legal theory. If you insist upon having people who are, law school graduates and, federal appellate judges before they become Supreme Court justices. So it may be that you have to go, because everyone in the court now is a graduate either, Harvard or some elite law school. And that academic culture is probably the root of most of this.
Yeah, they're all Ivy Leaguers except for Amy Coney Barrett, who went to Notre Dame, of course. Professor, I'll leave it right there. I'll leave it right there. Greatly appreciate your input. I don't think it's putting us on a good road. I appreciate the one ruling. The other one's dangerous. Thank you.
I agree. Thanks a lot.
Quick break.